Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome back. Today is another solo episode. We are going to talk more about PR. So one of the very first episodes that we did on the podcast, been several months ago, was talking about the biggest misconception in PR. So this is kind of a extension of that episode. If you haven't listened to the misconception about the biggest misconception about PR, I would definitely encourage you to go back and listen to that one too. It doesn't matter if you listen to this one first or that one first. Maybe that one first would be good. But either way, I think it's valuable information for you people. The whole point of the episode is that people don't understand what PR is. And this extension, you know, is hopefully to help continue that conversation to clear things up. And, you know, one of the biggest things we do when we bring on a new client, I am very meticulous about explaining to them what it looks like to work with our team. How do we interact with each other? What can they expect from us? What are things that we do not handle? You know, and what type of, like, how do we measure our success for the services that we're doing for them? So when we're talking about social media management, we're talking about email marketing and email funnels and blogs, things of that nature, it is very easy for me to explain to a client in writing, in our proposal, the very clear deliverables we are going to do every single month, right? For social media, we're going to manage these profiles or these platforms, and we're going to post this many times per week. On email, we're going to do this many emails per month or whatever. Blogs, we're going to add 2 blogs to the site per month and optimize those. You know, whatever. There are very clear deliverables for those services, but PR is just a little bit different. So when I'm explaining it to clients, it leaves a little gray area, which is a little scary because, again, sometimes people are, they're very latched on to, like, if I'm paying you, what exactly are you doing? But PR, there's no way to nail down exactly what you're going to be doing every month, because PR is always about finding opportunities, being the first to jump on it, or seeing trends out there, or, you know, pitching to media, that kind of thing. So there's a little bit of gray area when you get into PR, but that's why it is so important for us to maintain consistent contact with our clients so that we can update them on everything we're doing, what we've pitched that month, what influencers we're touching base with, what's happening with the affiliate program, things like that. Now, one thing that I am always very clear on with people in understanding how a relationship looks when you are getting PR services from us is that, you know, PR does not ever guarantee sales. That's actually not what we're even trying to do with PR. Now, if it happens, is that cool? Yeah, absolutely. That's great. But I never promise people that that will happen. I mean, honestly, I don't promise that, you know, I don't promise those outcomes with any of our services. I can promise that we are, you know, consistently staying in front of the right people, doing the right deliverables, and consistently tweaking, you know, what we see based on the data. But nobody, no marketing team out there can guarantee you sales. And if they are guaranteeing you sales, they're full of crap because they don't know the future. They don't own a crystal ball. So rant over, but PR does not guarantee sales. And that's not how we measure the success of PR campaigns. Say it again for the people in the back. PR does not ever guarantee sales. That is not one of the goals of PR. And a PR team's performance should never be measured based on if they are gaining sales. Okay. So we talked a little bit about like what PR actually is in that other episode, but I'll go through it really quickly. PR can be media relations. It can be reputation management. It can be working with influencers. It can be pitching the media, you know, when an opportunity comes up, a short lead opportunity or a long lead opportunity. You know, PR is creating partnerships, maybe brand collaborations, sponsorships, things in that realm. So that is those types of tasks are what falls underneath PR. Okay. So right now I'm going to hit you with the results that you can expect from PR. Like, let's say you get a great story in the media or a great partnership lined up. Here are some of the things that you can expect from that, okay? So first off, website traffic. You know, people are going back to your website because they saw you somewhere and they're checking you out, right? They're checking you out to see if you're legit. They're scoping out your services. They're scoping out your products, whatever the case may be. So getting website traffic, awesome. Two, email list growth. Hopefully when they get to your site, you've got something, you know, that's going to pop up or encourage them to sign up for your email list. Awesome. Number three, social media growth. Same thing with website, y'all. When people start hearing about you, it's a legitimacy thing. You know, they go check your social to see what, you know, what's the conversation that's happening there. Your website is a one-way street. You as the business fully control your website. So you can say anything there. But social media is kind of like the real deal. They go on there to see what the comments look like on your posts. What the reviews look like for your business or for your service. And also just to see if you're legit. If they go to look for you on social and you don't even exist, like, hello, that's like the equivalent. When we have older clients that are like boomers, shout out to my boomer clients, because I do love y'all. And I love that they trust us, like, you know, to inform them of all the changing tides. I explain it to boomers as in, like, this would have been the equivalent of back in the day if you weren't in the yellow pages, if your number didn't exist in the yellow pages, or if you didn't even have a phone line. Like, what? Do you exist as a business? You don't have a phone line and you're not in the yellow pages? Same thing with social media today. So that's number three, is you should see social growth. Text campaign growth. If you have a text campaign and that's out there, when they find you on social, when they go to your website, you know, are you pinging them to join your text campaign and incentivizing them? That's a whole other podcast in itself. You'll also get, I call it street cred, you know, when people see you on media in a magazine or on the local news, or maybe it's on something like Today or In Style or, you know, Retail Me Not, like, that immediately gives you street cred. Okay. Next, I would say, if you have an affiliate program, you're probably going to get more affiliates signing up just for the sheer visibility. Maybe you did a partnership with a women's community and you're exposed to more women. You know, that's your opportunity to get more affiliates there. Or maybe you're going to get more influencer inquiries. Okay. Also, another thing would be another result would be an increase in organic SEO. Number one, if you're getting a bunch of more website traffic, that alone helps your SEO ranking. Also, if there are articles about you online and it's linking back to your website, that's called a backlink. Those backlinks are very, very valuable in boosting your organic SEO positioning. And also, if you get a story or a hit or some kind of feature and you add it to your site, all that content that you're adding to your site is valuable in your SEO ranking. So an increase in organic SEO is incredibly valuable, and that's a result you can expect from PR. So another one is opportunities for more appearances. You know, if you're on the news, if you're on a podcast, whatever the case may be, the more you're out there, the more opportunities that are going to start coming your way. So, and I will say, like, you know, occasionally sales will happen. You know, we have seen people get great PR hits and it caused a rush of sales. Okay, prime example. I'm such a Shark Tank junkie. I think we've talked about this before. If you listen to the podcast a lot, I am literally a Shark Tank junkie. It's just so interesting to me. Like, I love hearing about all the businesses and hearing how they're like, how their valuations and like watching them negotiate and all that cool stuff. And I've also found a lot of really good products on Shark Tank. But anyway, you know, people get on Shark Tank and that's incredible PR. They say just from getting on Shark Tank, you know, like their website crashed the day that the episode aired because so many people ran out to their website that, you know, the bandwidth wasn't there and their website crashed. So that's great PR right there. So those are just some, gosh, I could probably go on and on for days, but those are some of the results, or if you want me to use the fancy marketing term, KPIs, key performance indicators. Basically that means like, you know, are good things happening? Are you doing your job? So the KPIs for PR, website traffic, email list growth, social growth, text campaign growth, street cred, additional affiliates in your affiliate program, maybe more influencer opportunities, an increase in organic SEO, and more opportunities for appearances. So I will say this though, you know, PR is opportunity based, right? So, I mean, we do, anytime we, you know, create a relationship with a client, we look at a whole year to get ahead of it, to make a plan then, to look and see when their launches are, when their new products are coming out, when they have a special event, things like that. Because some of these media, if you want coverage, like you got to hit them 6 months out. I mean, it's July 17th right now when I am recording this. And right now, what we are pitching media, national media, not really local stuff, but what we are pitching for our national media clients is holiday gift guides. It's July 17th, y'all. That's how far in advance you have to get, you know, have to work out in order to gain some of that coverage. That's what we call a long lead time. Now for short leads, a short lead would be like, a local blogger or something like that, where, you know, they pop up, an article on their site the next day or 2 days later. Like you can work with things that are like quick opportunities, you know? So you've got short lead and long lead. But you know, this, it's also really valuable to do that whole year in advance because it really causes, or it pushes our clients to sit down and really be diligent about planning a whole year in advance. So much good will come from your marketing, your sales, your PR, all of your efforts if you plan further in advance. And we have some clients that, you know, prime example for our Florida clients, summer is the busiest time of year for them. It is nuts. Like literally from Memorial Day until about August 15th, like, it is insane. They are balls to the wall, a million people sold out every night or whatever, you know, their industry. It's just absolutely nuts for them. But when we hit Labor Day in there, you know, in the Northwest Florida area, when they hit Labor Day, their business drops off significantly. And it is very important to drive traffic during the fall and winter for them, for the health and well-being of their business, right? So during the fall, you know, anything that we're planning for the fall, during the summer, if we try to contact them, it's too late. They're too busy, you know? So then if we wait until the end of summer, it's too late. You know, you get to September and you needed a plan, you know, 6 months ago. So that's why it's really, really important that, like, you know, when your business owners, they are wrapped up in operations, maybe during their busiest season, maybe it's, you know, for some of our clients, it's Christmas time. Oh my gosh, Christmas is nuts. So you can't wait to get a plan for January, February, March until you run into the holidays. You're behind the time at that point. So that is a very big positive about PR, is that it really, you know, causes you to plan ahead. But also another thing I'll say about, you know, PR, before you dive in and start a PR relationship with any agency, or, you know, if you're going to hire somebody in-house, I think you need to really look and ask yourself, are you ready for the exposure? Does your website look top-notch? I'm not telling you got to go spend $15,000 on a website or something, but does your website look professionally branded? Do you have the ability to sell your product on your website? You know, if you're going to do a podcast tour, like, let's make sure you have something to offer at the end of the podcast when they say, hey, thanks for coming on the show. And you're like, yeah, hey, if you want to connect with me, find me here, 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 and you can sign up for my free blah, 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 my free training or whatever. You make sure you are thinking ahead of what's the call to action from all of this. So if your call to action is go back to my website and sign up for my email, make sure you have that ready and rocking, waiting for those people to get back to your website. You know, if you're going to go on Shark Tank, make sure your website has the bandwidth for millions of visitors, you know. You know, or if you want to get more text list people, make sure that when they go to your Instagram bio, that the right there, the phone number is text this to join my text list for blah, blah, blah. Have some kind of freebie, have some kind of offer, you know? And also another thing I'd say is, you know, when you get these PR hits, make sure you're adding that to your website so that when they do go scope you out, this is like a dating app, you know, like they're swiping through your pics before they're deciding, like, do I swipe right or do I swipe left? Have all that information, all those other good PR hits on your website so that they see that you are legit. They see all that you have to offer, that they recognize that you are a legitimate business. And, you know, it's just going to further qualify you in their minds. So that's something to really think about before you dive into a relationship with a PR agency. That's one thing I do. Anytime someone calls us asking for PR help, specifically PR, I go and I look through all their stuff to see if they have that structure ready in order to, you know, be a good, viable candidate so that when we make things happen for you, that you have the support to back it up. So I hope this has been valuable for you. If you want to talk more about PR, I love it. I could talk PR all day long because it's all about creative ideas, right? So feel free to hit me up on Instagram. It's The Whitney Lee, or connect with me on LinkedIn. I love hearing y'all's ideas about podcasts, or if you have a suggestion for somebody to be a guest, I would love to hear that too. Shoot me a DM, or you can always connect with the agency on social media. It's Socially PR. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socially's Instagram or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.